Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A lot of high schoolers are very concerned because SATs in June have been canceled. It's Anna and Raven. Dennis Yim is the director of academics at Kaplan Test Prep. Good morning, Dennis.
Great to be here.
I feel like so many people have so much anxiety, I should say, students over the SATs and what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, myself, actually, Dennis, I feel so relaxed because this is my window to get into MIT. I just got to figure out how to get in on hacking these tests.
Yeah, so let me frame this up for you. Right now, the March, May, and June SAT test administrations have been canceled. The ACT also canceled their April test. So August will be the real first full SAT of 2020. And this is a time when students are really just focusing on admissions for the first time, especially for 2021. We're talking about all the juniors in high schools. For a lot of them, this would have been the first time they take either the SAT or the ACT. And now they're scrambling. Now there's a level of uncertainty that they need to deal with amidst all of this that's going on with the pandemic.
But starting in August, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to add testing so that, you know, I remember being young, and again, I'm far removed from this, where there was like a lag between when you would be able to take the SATs, but this, they'll be offered more frequently starting in August, correct?
The plan that the College Board, the SAT test makers have made is to start testing again in August. The first planned test date is August 29th, and they are committed to making sure there's a test at least once every month through the rest of 2020 to really give students the best chance to be able to take the SAT. The ACT has not yet canceled their June test, so they have one coming up in June and July. But just given how, you know, careful they are and how much they're thinking about students, I guess we'll watch as the situation develops, but we're expecting an announcement any minute or so.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Any chance they're going to dumb down this test, right? So they'll be like, if you had a block and you tried to stick it in a circle, how would that work? Yes or no, you're into Harvard. Anything like that?
I mean, that'd probably be the wish of a lot of juniors and seniors, but I will tell you, I can probably, you know, I don't work for these test makers, but I'll say the content is not changing. The test scores that, as you've mentioned, are super important to the admissions process, and that's likely not going to change as well. There are some colleges that have waived the test requirement for the next admission cycle for 2021, but for most of them, that's a temporary change. And likely, if you're applying to college next year, one of the schools you're applying to is still going to require the SAT or the ACT. So it's important to still take this seriously. I'll pause there to see if you have more questions, but this is a test that's still important and something that you can still prepare for, even though you're not sure when you might actually take it next.
So the big headline that everybody saw, that everybody was all excited about, that you might be able to take the SATs at home. But I think from what I understand is that only if they cannot do testing starting in August will that become an option, right?
They haven't announced the details yet. They have teased it a couple of times. David Coleman did a live webinar where he talked about them developing a take-at-home exam, but nothing released yet. There is a take-at-home AP test that's going to start in June. They've changed that test considerably. I don't see them doing the same thing for the SAT or ACT. I don't want to speculate too much, but I will say, if we're looking at the trends of major test makers moving their tests to the at-home format, not much has changed in terms of content. And what's happening is you're seeing a lot of situations where proctors will be actually watching you live. And, you know, that can make it a little bit more challenging, especially if you don't have a quiet space to take that test at home. But really, all I'll say is to students, the content overall is not changing. It's still important to make sure you get comfortable with all the different types of questions that you're going to deal with. And just make sure you get in there ready to crush it and know that you'll have all the preparation you need.
Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I won't hold it against you that I got an 880 on my SATs and got rejected from my top two colleges.
I mean, it's definitely not his fault.
Well, just saying. It would have been nice if you could have helped
me. Clearly you could have tried harder.
I guess.
I wish we could have helped you. I think we can now.
It's all right. Everything turned out okay.